kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick. Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stub and the Lord of Laughter. The, not stuffed, but it's kind of full because I ate eggs and I hate eggs, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my lovely life.
Hey.
With our normal enthusiasm as always. To my far left, I have the genius of justification, Just Greg.
What's up?
And we have a special guest in here. As I say, when every woman comes in here, she came in through the side door. ladies and gentlemen, Sarai.
Hello.
And, wow, is every woman in here just doesn't have any enthusiasm?
She said hello.
I said hello.
There was no enthusiasm. Just hello.
Okay, well, what's goody? Is that better?
No. Absolutely not.
You're
no.
Mental, you.
Yes. I'm an asshole. What do you? Did you just meet me? I'm a judgmental, stubborn asshole. What do you want from me? Like, that's just, you know, don't judge me. What's with the judgment? You're judgy.
Well, I mean, I own it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're going to own me. I'm about to say, wow, that.
We're past that.
That's a half of you that shouldn't be saying things like that.
I can't stand it.
That's also true. Side A, what we do on here, we talk a bunch of shit. That's essentially what we do.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. Greg knows the routine. So I'm going to start you off a little easy with something I call the Boomer Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some random things that pop in my head as time goes on. I love the irony of racist white people complaining about foreigners. They should take a history class. A buddy of mine said that. It is the funniest shit ever. That comes in with a DMV story that I'll tell later, which I can't wait to tell you about, Greg. You'll understand why in a little bit. If you stand in front of the door while people are trying to enter and exit, you're an asshole. Move to the side. Everyone's been here on the MBTA, and it's like, you're just, like, the door opens, and you're just standing on there on your phone, just typing away, or everyone's trying to get in and out, you're an asshole. Or when you're trying to get out of a door, like, let's say Forest Hills, and someone, like, all the high school kids all congregating in front of the doors, and then they're wondering why you're, like, pushing through them, you're an asshole. I saw a dude open a door tough yesterday, and it was the funniest shit ever. He, like, walked through the door and then, like, pushes it like he's stiff-arming it, and then kept his arm up for, like, another, like, 6 steps. Are you trying to picture it in your head, or are you just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like, so he's walking through the door, he pushes the door open, and then like he keeps his hand up, and just keeps walking down, it was the funniest shit ever, and I'm like...
Was it crowded? Was people
no,
coming towards him, or does he no. have like a clear walk? Oh.
Clear path.
Interesting.
Just pushed the door, kept it going. I may be a masochist. I thought about that yesterday while I was drinking.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to expand on that one a little bit?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
So, there's a... Greg, can you pass me that beer right there? Be careful, there's stuff in there. So, I was watching this... I'm going through... Sitting there drinking, going... And this wrestler that I like, Bayley. She went from being a face, which is a good guy, to a heel, which is a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she used to be, like, happy-go-lucky. Maria used to say she looks like a... Like
she's special ed.
Yeah, she looked special ed. Like, she had these, like, wacky, waving, flittable arm things. She would come up, and they were, like, the Bailey buddies, and her hands were... And then, so, one day, she finally turned heel, and then, like, just destroyed them. And, like, she's had, like, this, like, resting bitch face. And I was like, that kind of does it for me.
So, you like to be beat up?
Kinda.
Okay.
Kinda.
It's okay. Everybody has their quirks.
So. I thought about yesterday while I was drinking. I was like, okay, what'd you see Maria's face when I say that?
What, that you like to be beat up? There was something that we were talking about the other day, and you were like, some people like that. And I was like, no, no.
Oh, so, you know the,
No.
The
cat meme with the woman.
Yeah.
So somebody took, like, a picture of Elf on the Shelf, like, with Barbie and, like, bondage. So it's, like, the cat's face on Elf on the Shelf, and then that screaming lady's face. And I was like, you cannot post that. He was like, why? I was like, because it's inappropriate, Mark. He's like... That looks like she's enjoying it. I was like, that looks like she's not enjoying it, Mark.
And I
oh, yeah.
He was like, some people like it like that. I was like, what? Rape? Like, that doesn't look okay. And he was like,
it doesn't
that looks okay to me.
That doesn't look like rape to me.
You need Jesus.
That doesn't look like rape to me. Some people.
But is there a safe word?
Yes. Thank you!
That's just bondage. marriage, Maria. That's just bondage. Yeah,
I mean, you know, people have their kinks.
Yeah, see? Kink shaming.
Yeah, I was. I kink shame the fuck out of you.
The safe word is pumpkin bomb. I wish the title could be kink shaming the fuck out of you. And lastly, this is something so I follow a bunch of random things on Twitter, like comic book artists, comic book writers, comedians, all sorts of random things, but I also follow porn stars. Mm-hmm. And it's funny as hell that like cam girls and cam guys, they group together better than like anybody else. Like the support from like,
what's a cam girl and cam? I need to.
OnlyFans.
Okay. Yeah, Cam Soda, OnlyFans. Where basically like you pay to watch people have sex live.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And like they band together, they like fuck together. And like I'm in two podcast groups and we support each other. Like we give, like, you know, when someone has a new episode, we talk about it, we share it, like, you know what I mean, offer advice and stuff like that. But nothing, and this is a thing, like podcasters do that. But I've never seen it to the extent that like cam and like sex workers do. Like it's inspiring. I'm like, I wish like everybody could be like that. It's like the funniest fucking thing ever. Huh? Well, you don't really.
I don't really watch porn.
I mean, no, like Instagram.
And I don't listen to podcasts, I'm never on Instagram
or Twitter for that.
I'm older than you. I'm just like 9,000. I don't. Older than me. Like, can you fix this? Can you make this happen on my phone?
Yeah, but then, she says that, but then when like people ask her to do stuff at like work, like tech wise, she does like ask Maria.
Yeah, she
knows
like
how to do it.
Computers and stuff. I just this stuff. I don't. Really...
It's computer. Send to your computer. Yeah. So yeah. So that's been a Boomer Chronicles. Does anybody have any comments on anything that I had just said?
So I actually wanted to share a funny story that I popped into this morning because Greg has a tendency to ask me every so often. To be his correspondent for Twitter. He's trying to cleanse.
Well, yeah, I haven't been on Twitter like that lately because I just... It's kind of like that forum that we used to be on Facebook where it was just nonstop toxicity and just negative stuff. And you do... The stuff that you consume daily does have an effect on you.
Absolutely.
So I was like, all right. Although I love Twitter so much so, I'm literally invested in it, in the stock market. A lot of it is a lot of this. There's so much fallacy. There's so much lying. There's so much unreal standards that people are putting out there. And a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people are actually subscribing to it in real life. And that annoys the hell out of me. So I take it in, I only do Twitter in moderation nowadays.
So I'm on Twitter all the time because I have two very high stressful jobs and I like to laugh at the dumb shit that people post on a daily basis. So this morning, and I didn't get to share this with you, this morning there is this really popular girl who has an OnlyFans account on Twitter.
Which is funny considering.
Yeah. So, you know, she has her own backstory and apparently she's doing really well for herself. And like you said, she's banded with like other OnlyFans girls to like create this really cool niche of relationships. So apparently last night on her webcam series, she used an anal toy and then put it in her mouth. And apparently nobody in the comments told her that there was fecal matter on it. So she smiled, and apparently she had it on her teeth. Yeah, it was gross.
Oh!
Why is that a thing?
I don't
know. Why put something in your asshole and then put it in your mouth, ever?
I
ever.
That's the mouth.
It's not a toy. It's not like she was...
No, and it's not hygienic. And do you know how many germs and bacteria are in your ass? Like, it's... That shouldn't even be a porn category. I just throwing that out there.
It's gross.
So apparently, she made a comment like, oh, haha, I didn't know. I guess things happen. I didn't even notice. And then somebody zoomed in on like her face and she had fecal matter on her teeth. And like people were roasting her. But there were people who were also in her same line of work who were like, oh, you know, it happens. Don't worry about it. So it was really interesting to see that. No one was really holding her accountable because, you know, they're within this community of quote-unquote support. So I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I'm like, okay, this is this is it for this morning. I'm just gonna log out. I've seen enough. So yeah.
Okay.
And Black Twitter has a tendency to just take something and run with it and like beat it up. So I was just like, I'm not. I'm like, y'all can have this one.
Where to start with this? Greg, do you have any comments?
No, I think he's trying to find it.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I'm like, wait, where is this?
If I can find it, I will distribute it.
Like, you put
it.
Shit in your mouth? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is it OnlyFans?
No.
Is it OnlyFans?
Yeah.
That's just nasty.
So, okay. All right.
Oh, she actually changed her handle to Miss Doodoo Brown as of this morning.
I can't. So she's just gone with it. She's like, fuck it. Like,
yo, own that shit.
Yeah.
And literally, you get, yeah.
See what I did there? Shit. See what I did there?
You didn't even know you did it.
I didn't. But no, okay. So one, you gotta love the support for the people who come in there just like, you know what happens? You know, mm-hmm. And for the pun, shit happens. And like, it's just, it's funny. Like, you might be like, no, it happens.
That'll shit does not happen if you don't put shit in your ass and then put it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've eaten ass before, so it's not really like.
Yeah, but that's like going up in there. Like, yeah. It's all up in there. Like.
And again, bacteria, fecal matter in your mouth. Definitely. There's some worse things that can happen than just it being unhygienic. Like, something would probably come from that.
I'm pretty sure someone did come from that. I mean, again, Miss King Shame over here.
I am.
That should be, instead of like Miss Independent, you're like Miss King Shame.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a new name from here on in.
You know, and this one I support her. I will shame for that one too.
Shame the shit.
Why y'all kink? Mm-hmm. Why y'all kink shaming though?
I don't understand why that's a kink though. That like, shouldn't be a kink. Why is that a thing?
Like, I don't know. People just born liking.
What you never like? Okay. So there's no way she likes to put things in her ass and then lick it. There's no fun in it for you. Like, why would that be fun?
I mean.
If you shove like, your own hand up your ass and put it in your mouth, like,
well,
it's
no,
not fun.
But people, like, some people like to give oral sex, and they don't, the person giving it doesn't necessarily get sexual gratification from it. Like, you know what I mean? They just like to go down.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's the same correlation, but okay.
What? Why is it not the same correlation? So, some people like to lick asshole just for the love of the game. Okay. No, we're doing it. She doesn't,
He said
he cannot let it go.
He's very passionate about that.
Apparently, like, you just, like, what is in it for you, old man? Like, what is in it for you? Her sticking a toy in her ass and getting shit on her teeth. What is that?
It's not necessarily.
That does something for you?
That does nothing for me. I'm a masochist. I'm not a shitakist.
Nasty.
Don't look on your face, Greg. But what's wrong with someone liking that? Some people like to get peed on. Some people like to get shit on.
Some people like shit on their teeth?
Yes.
That's a thing?
Some people might be like...
There's something wrong with those people.
So why?
I don't care.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Something serious.
Why? Yeah. Why is there something wrong with that?
It's nasty.
Some people like big asses. Some people like big titties. Some people don't like
but
titties at
all.
That's
not the same thing.
It's the same thing. I'm like... How is it not the same thing?
It's nasty, Mark. It's dirty.
Some people think that heterosexual sex is nasty. Some people think gay sex is nasty. You like what you like. Some people, there are guys who like getting pegged. I don't necessarily get it. Like, you know what I mean? I just don't like anything in my butt.
Well, but I mean, if you kind of go, if you pick it apart a little bit, I can understand that in a way because, if I'm not mistaken, men's G-spot is actually in their anal cavity. Mm-hmm. So, there's a justification for that. There is no justification for putting shit in your mouth.
Okay. Okay.
or that it's set, like, I don't
see. Or that, like, it, you. Like, there's no way that I can sit here and tell a guy, oh my God, please poop on me. Like, there's just no
but
way.
But you know that's a thing, though, right?
I know.
You know there are people who like getting thrown, yeah. Like, who like getting thrown up on, too, right?
Yeah.
You know there are people who like getting peed on, right?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with those people.
What's wrong with them? They like what they like.
I don't know what's wrong with
you
them.
You know, I can maybe give a pass to the pee thing if it's a maybe in the shower. But the poop thing, I just, I can't.
I've actually peed on somebody before.
Oh.
It's just nasty. I'm sorry.
It was in the shower. Yeah, it was when we went
out. But that's different,
I washed
know?
The tub after.
Look at his face.
You trying to think who it was?
No. That's not me. No. It just reminded me of something.
You gonna show? No. Wait, you would pee porn?
No.
Yo, I just love like
not even a little bit.
I just love like
not even a little sprinkle.
Pee porn.
Pee porn.
That's not a request on my list. Sorry.
Pee porn is kind of like I figured. Pee porn is like the pornographic version of like the Stop and Shop delivery, like pee pod. But said it's like pee porn.
That's
crazy. Okay, look, it's not my thing. I don't.
For some reason, I don't believe you. You're awfully defensive about all this.
Because you like what you like, and you don't be all.
Oh, why did they go near your ass?
Because I'm not into it. And I told you why that. Told you why. This girl tried to put a finger on my butt without letting me know.
He got violated.
Yes, and that wasn't.
So
cool.
Now, literally, if I touch him on the ass, he jumps like I'm about to like stick my fist in there.
So if you were drunk and maybe you guys have had the conversation, would you be open to
maybe
a pinky?
No.
Her now? No. But before, maybe.
No.
So the trust is broken. The trust is gone.
The trust is broken.
I'm pretty sure his ass would heat my arm, so I wouldn't have anything near there anyway. Mark has a big ass. He always has.
I have.
I'm just saying.
I feel the love.
I'm sorry.
I feel the love from my wife and Sarai over here verbally judging me. Greg over here.
I am not just judging.
Giving me the looks.
I am not judging. I am one of those people that I'm like, you know what? I am semi-trisexual. I will try something once, at, you know, and see if I like it or not. And then go from there. So I am always supportive of people being expressive and trying new things. I try not to judge, but I definitely draw a hard line at the poop thing. It's not.
You know what? So we'll go there. So Henry Cavill is like your like one of your like.
He's gorgeous.
He's like in your top three.
I wouldn't say all that.
Okay, who's in your top three? Just give me one or two people in your top three.
I mean, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
So you and Michael B. Jordan are getting down, right?
Yes.
He's like you're all into it. He's got the Killmonger vibe going on and all that. You know what I mean? And he's like, Sarai, let me shit on you.
No.
Instantly dry like the Sahara.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Instantly dry like the Sahara. I'm up. I'm getting up and I'm walking out.
But what? Okay. He comes in. He's swinging at like his feet.
No.
And he's just like, yeah.
No.
No.
No. You can't come back from that.
Why not?
Because you can. You want me to poop on you? So now I'm like, if you're hitting it from the back, do I have to have concerns about you like doing other things while you're back there? Like, The trust is gone. These are things you really have to think about.
So what if he's like after sex, he's like, you know, you get off, it's great, and then he's like, but I can only get off if you shit on my chest.
Then I guess I'm the only one that got off. I'm not doing that. No, that's gross.
It's shit.
It's poop. Like,
Greg, no, nothing. Just nothing. Melissa.
Greg has that look like, how did we get here?
Right?
I think we've been talking about this a little
too long. Moving on.
All right, man. Whatever.
I checked out maybe 5 minutes ago. All right,
we'll move on to my R&B story. So, I'm at the, this is actually kind of funny. So, I'm at the R&B. I had to go do stuff for the quarry, which I had to get a new ID, and I had to go through this whole thing or whatever. So, and apparently, I'm the only person who's ever been happy at an R&B. Like, I bubbly personality, like I'm wide awake. It's like first thing in the morning. I've worked on an overnight, but I'm like I'm wide awake because for me, it's like 6 p.m. Like I've already did mine, like quote unquote 9 to 5. And I go in there, and the woman, and it's funny. This woman was just commanding. I don't think there is a more commanding personality than a West Indian. Like they just. You just do what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Like I walked in, and she was just like, and everyone just instantly did what she asked them to do. So I had to leave to go back to Eastern Bank, which you were right. I should have just printed it out at work, and I come back, and there's a line. So what I say all that to say this. What I didn't notice was the numbers aren't random. So when you call a number or whatever, it's not like bingo. There's literally an order, like the 01, 02, 03. I didn't notice that till I got back.
Because you go to different counters for different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, I'm waiting for my number to be called, and this woman goes, and she is furious. She was just like, oh, what happened to my number? And they were like, we called you, you didn't come up, so we moved on. She goes, I was right out there. She goes, we weren't checking. Basically, they were like, we're not checking for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is throwing a bitch. And what's the one thing everyone does when they're throwing a fit somewhere? I want to speak to a manager.
Did she have the "I need to speak to a manager" haircut?
No, she was actually black.
Oh, okay.
So she's just saying, like, she is just going off. She's, "I was right out there. You guys could have got me." And everyone, and the people behind the counter and the manager were just kind of like, "We don't know you. You didn't say to us, hey, I'm going to be right out there. Like, you know what I mean? Or say to security, when my number comes up, can you come grab me?" or whatever. And she was just like, blah, blah, blah. "Well, I'm going to call City Hall." So I shit you not, she sat in the middle of the R&V in Rosendale and called, like, City Hall or who the fuck ever. And it got to the point, security was like, "Yo, you got to do that shit outside."
Yeah.
And it was the funniest.
The funny part is, when she came in, if she was polite about it, they probably would have took her next. They probably would have been like, "Yeah, we'll take you right after this person."
Yeah, because, which is funny, because I was, because my number got called. And I went up there, and this woman was like, she goes, "I'm so sorry. There's another guy. I said I'd take care of him." I was like, "Yeah, go ahead, do your thing." I didn't care. Like,
so like, the thing about the R&V, because you don't go there all the time, that's why you don't understand it. It's like the seventh circle of hell. Like, you go there, there's always a fucking line. It doesn't matter what time you get there. That's out the door. And then you deal with the person behind the desk who literally hates their job and their life. And you you think you have all your stuff, but you never have all your stuff. And then you have to come back. Like, they don't tell you to fill out the form, so you go up to the thing to get there, like, "Why didn't you fill out the form?" I'm like, "I didn't know I had to fill out a form
for this." That was different, because, again, back to the woman who's going to come up in the story later, because I brought all that up for a reason. So you go up, so you get in line, you go up there, she asks you what you're there for, and I told her what I was there for. She goes, "Do you have this and this?" I go, "Yes." She goes, "Okay." So, but the problem was, I thought I could be slick, because the they said you have to have a
utility bill.
Not utility bill. No, that's not what they said. There's just anything with your address on it and a date. It had to be within 60 days. I thought I could be slick because it was September, and I realized this is a government thing, so they can't fuck around. It's not like my job where I can let some shit slide, because, like, you know, they can get in trouble. They can get fired. They can, that's like against the law. So that's my own fault for lying. But, like, when she got in there, like, so before you even get the paperwork, she asks you for everything. And if you don't have that, you don't even get to the counter. So so that leads into the last part of the story. I'm in line, and this guy kind of cuts in front of people, but, like, no one's really tripping. So I'm like, okay, this must have been a predetermined thing. Like, he must have already been in line, blah, 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 blah. So I ain't tripping. I'm like third in line. It was guy in front of, there was a guy in front of me. The other guy who cut, now me. Guy goes up and he says, "I need an ID." Woman goes, "Okay, do you have anything that proof of address?" And he goes, "No." For right there, she goes, "Okay, well, you don't have anything with the proof of address. We can't do anything for you. You need a proof of address in order to get any kind of ID." Guy was like, "Why?" Yeah, exactly. That look right there, Greg, is exactly the look I had. I was kind of befuddled. And I'm like, okay. And so he goes, "I don't have that." And I'm starting to feel bad for the dude. He didn't look homeless. He didn't look like there was nothing wrong with him. He just looked like he was just old. And so he's going through all this, and I'm like, shit, maybe he's homeless. Like, I think maybe he's homeless, and maybe he just got some clothes. Maybe he just got out of jail. Maybe, like, he just got out of a really bad situation. And he was like, the last time I came here, I didn't need all this to get an ID. And I'm like, then I started questioning it. I'm like, that ain't been the case in fucking over a decade. Like, when I was 16 and I got my ID, I didn't really need, you know, they could let some shit slide. But now, that's not the case. Again, I was 16 at the time. All I needed was my birth certificate and just anything with my address on it. And I was good. So, he's going on. And this woman, and it's like, she's like trying really hard, and it got to the point where then the attitude comes out. And it wasn't like, it wasn't an attitude in a sense where it was rude, but it was very, very direct when she was basically like, "I'm done having this conversation." Because she goes, "If you have an issue, go talk to Charlie Baker. He's the reason we have these rules. Next." And I was like, rude. And so, and so again, I stood for him. And then he said the magic sentence that made me not give a fuck about him. "You know the reason we have all these issues? Because you're letting in all these foreigners." And so, mind you, this woman has a heavy, heavy, heavy West Indian accent. Yeah, heavy West Indian accent. And so I go up there and I go, and normally I'm a little more, I have a little more tact when certain things happen. I just went, yo, dog. And I just laughed at him. And went about my business. I was just like, dude. And I just walked away. I was like, yo, he's about to get thrown out of this place and I'm going to laugh. Because the security there, which was funny, they looked real friendly. They looked real happy. And I thought that, like, you know, I didn't think anything was going to, like, I was like, they're going to throw him out and I'm going to laugh. But yeah, just goes to show, man, that, like, sometimes, like, you know, you can just, you know.
Just suck.
Yeah. Just don't. Suck. Yeah, just don't. It's really not that difficult to not be an asshole. You know what I mean? And that's really what it came down to. The guy was just an asshole. And, like, it was because I felt bad until he said that. He was like, I don't have anywhere to live. I don't have this. And I don't have that. And then it reminded me of something. Well, actually, just now it just reminded me of something a comedian said. If you're homeless, that means you are an asshole. You've exhausted everybody. No one wants to put up with you. Mm-hmm. That's how bad you are. When everyone's just kind of like, no, fuck you. Like, that's how bad you are when people are just like, no, I can't fuck with you. Obviously, there's probably exceptions to the rule, like there is everything. But he kind of seemed like an asshole.
Yeah, some of the homeless people that I know of, yeah, they don't have the best attitudes.
Yeah.
They're really hard to deal with. And then, yeah, there's some others that I guess they were just dealt a bad hand in life. But they're the minority.
Yes.
They're definitely the minority. So, but, like, everybody else is like, you know, nobody wants to deal with them.
Well, not only that, but, excuse me, people take everything so personal. Like, it seemed like he made it seem like she was the one that made up these rules, and in reality, it really wasn't her. So, I deal with my share of complicated and angry people every day, and after a while, you kind of just laugh at it.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's one of those weird things. It's not weird, but it's one of those things where, like, you can be sympathetic to a point when people start just blatantly, like, they just start saying shit and doing shit, and you're like, yeah. Relax, like, calm the fuck down, and you get in those, and you get in situations like that, and you're like, nah, dog, you're wrong here, like, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean. It is what it is. But I stopped feeling bad for him once he said that those magic words. But yeah, I don't give a fuck about you anymore. And it was funny that, like, yeah, you had a black woman on one side and a white guy on another side, and it was like this, like, recipe for cuntiness. You know what I mean? It was just, it was so funny. I was asking people, I was like, when I told the story and you answered the first question, you thought the woman was white.
Yeah.
And she was black. And the other person, until I said all the foreigners, you might have thought the other guy was black. And, you know, it ended up being white. But it was just, it's a funny game to play. We are like, guess the person's race with this stupid shit that just happened. All right. Greg, do you have any news stories or anything? Anything you want to talk about? Anything weird that's happened or something you've seen in the interwebs that's kind of like befuddled you?
I'm going to refer you to my correspondent.
So, Twitter correspondent. Wow.
I've just been really busy and not really focusing on much.
So, you didn't hear about Steph Curry's nudes?
We were just talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
So
I didn't see them.
He was like, Steph Curry has nudes. And I was like, what did I even say to you?
You can't even, like.
I was like, I couldn't. Oh, like,
Maria, Valkyrie had the greatest joke ever. She goes, who wants to see that? Looking at Steph Curry's nudes must be like child porn.
Yeah, like, it just seems wrong. Like,
did you see him?
No.
Steph Curry have nudes?
Sure. It's like watching the child pastor, the teen pastor at church is, like, naked. It's kind of like, do I want to? Do I not?
Why does he have that image, though?
Because
maybe he sent it to his wife.
That's exactly what I said.
Why does he have that image? Why is everybody so like, he's wholesome and, like, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, it just doesn't seem like he'd be, and he doesn't, like, I don't want to see Steph Curry's dick pics. He looks like a child. Like, no.
I mean, I'm a little curious. I still look, but again, it's also the fact that, like, the way that he carries himself and the way that he interacts with other people, and, like, you don't really, you don't equate sexuality to that.
No. At all.
Like, that's why when we were having the conversation yesterday, I was like, what? stuff. But the whole thing with A$AP Rocky and that really bad stroke, I was just like, oh, that's horrible.
I don't know about that, by the way.
What?
Wait, what?
A$AP Rocky apparently has a sex tape out.
Who the hell is A$AP? I don't even know.
So he's one of the Jenner's, Kylie, or whichever other Plastic Girl husband. Okay. So apparently a video leaked of him sleeping with some girl, giving her back shots. He thinks her behind was quote unquote impeccable. Is that what you said?
No, she had a nice behind.
It was alright. It wasn't that
behind.
It was okay. It was clearly fake. It looked a little stiff. He said he was cute. I said, okay, I've seen better. But the strokes were just really, really bad. And homegirl was making it seem like she was dying and having the time of her life. And I'm just, and everybody
and
like,
there's
just,
no way.
There's no way. And everyone's just roasting him on Twitter. And I saw it. And literally everyone that posted the link was, I'm going to post this, but there's nothing really to write home about. And me being the curious person that I was, I clicked on it and I was like, but he's not doing anything.
It's because that was my biggest, my concern was like whether or not the chick looked good. I was like, because like if you're a millionaire, those are Steph Curry's nudes. I don't know if you want.
I mean,
it just doesn't seem right. I don't even want to see.
It does kind of feel like I'm watching like a sports, like someone's
like it's like almost like an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
And normally I'm all for the nudes. I'm just kind of like I feel bad seeing those.
Yeah.
Like
kinda.
It just seems wrong.
Because it looks like it. I mean.
Now when Aisha Curry's nudes drop.
You know, homegirl looked like she's trying to be a little sexier. So those would be real interesting to look
Aisha
at.
Aisha Curry's.
The fine. Progression of all her kids look alike, though. It's kind of funny. But, and I'm not saying this in the sense of like them siblings and supposed to look alike, but she looks like she delivered the same child 3 times. Like, yeah. She really does.
Let me find out. Let me find out.
Yes.
Copy and paste.
Yes.
Copy and paste babies.
Yes. Every time I look at it, I was like, oh, look at all the same babies at different stages of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I don't even know.
Oh, man. It was one of those things where when I saw it, and everyone makes fun of me, they're like, it's like, you looked? I'm like, yeah, I looked. I'm like, I want to see all celebrity nudity. What the fuck?
I just don't, like you said, like, it's like a violation, I feel like, yeah. Too, like.
Because he's such a good guy, and it's just like... Yeah. And you can tell he was sending shits to his wife, too.
Yeah!
Like, he was sending boring-ass dick pics to his wife.
Yeah!
Like, nobody else wants to see that. I have no interest in wanting to see
LaBelle said the same thing. LaBelle said the same thing.
I don't look at Steph Curry and be like, oh, yeah, I want to see that too.
Yes!
Ever!
LaBelle was like, nobody wants to see that.
No! Like, nobody looks at him that way, that's why. Like, I know it's horrible, that's mean to say.
Are we sure that Steph Curry's had sex?
I mean, they had to have those copy and paste kids somehow.
I love you so much, Maria.
But
I love you.
I don't see him as a sexual being.
That's my thing, like, some people you look at them, it's like, you had sex? Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, well, really boring,
but... even looking at, like, their relationship, you can tell that because they've been together for so long, they're kind of experiencing those growing pains together, which is why when Aisha tries to be sexy or, like, tries to say things on live that comes off a little cringeworthy, it's because they're still experimenting and, like, growing into that.
Like, it's funny when she said... I bet you they're swingers.
I don't see that.
Oh, I could totally see that. I could totally see that.
They look too prudish.
That's exactly why.
When they go, so if he was more developed, meaning
what do you mean
taller,
developed?
Like,
now you're making it seem like he's a tween.
No. Because the first thing Maria said was he looks like a little kid. If he looked older, that's what I meant. If he looked older, like, I don't know, like, taller,
if he didn't look
broader,
like Steph
broader
Curry,
shoulders or whatever.
Well, he's like, well, Steph Curry's like 6'4", I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's 6'4"? No
way. Like
6'4".
See, he just seems like a little man.
He does.
Oh, he's
like a boy.
He's 6'3".
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, everyone is like, what?
Why did he say
he's
so little?
Like, why do I think he's like 5'7"?
Because he's 6'3", he's only 190 pounds.
Wow.
He just reminds me of those guys that are still kind of like hitting puberty at the tail end. And like their beard is super patchy. And like their voice still kind of changes here and there. And like, That's literally what I think about when I think about him.
Poor Steph Curry, though. Like, but it's true. Like, nobody looks at Steph Curry.
All right, so no. Like I said, if he was more developed, would there be a difference?
Developed like how? Like, if he starts taking creatine and starts lifting like crazy or
like
more manly.
Do you watch basketball?
I'm
more of a football girl. All
right, so let's say, what the fuck is the guy?
Those bodies are just... whole different
other side.
Like, it's like the difference between like Steph Curry and I guess like Rob Gronkowski is like what the difference would be. Like, Rob Gronkowski looks like a man.
Rob Gronkowski looks like a tree I would climb. Steph Curry just looks like the tree I move around to get to Rob.
The tree I move around.
Yeah.
See, he's like a giant child.
He is.
He's like a giant. I can't see him.
You would have so much fun with him.
No, he's so retarded.
He looks so like one of those guys that you would hang out with, and you would have a really good time just being silly. Like, and for me, with my line of work, like, with everything that I do, I'm okay with that
because I feel like I would sit next to him and be like, "Wow, you're just retarded."
But then
really are this stupid.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's
yeah.
Not an act.
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying. Like,
yeah. But you know how some people say, you know, girls love funny guys until they get mad at you and it's hee 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 yourself somewhere else.
Yeah.
I can feel that with him.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Who's bigger, Michael B. Jordan or Steph Curry?
I feel like Michael B. Jordan just has way more, like, definition. And I like a little bit more coffee in my milk, so...
I wasn't even talking about that.
In terms of aesthetics, for me, okay, I would definitely go for that than for a Steph.
So the reason I ask is because Michael B. Jordan is shorter and weighs less than Steph Curry.
It's okay. As long as you can lift me, I'm happy.
as long as he's taller than you, right?
Yes, he has to be taller than me. Because I'm 5'7", so I'm tall for a Puerto Rican. So he has to be able to...
You're 5'7"?
Mm-hmm. We're not going to get into this height conversation because you recently found out you're not 6'2", that you're actually
6'1". So. I'm like 6'1".
You recently found out that you're not 6'2", that you're 6'1".
Here's the thing.
He's shrunk.
Every time I go and get a physical, they weigh me, they check my height and everything. And I've noticed that every time they check my height, it's a slightly different number. It's a little higher than the last one. It's a little lower than the last one. It's almost never the same number.
Well, because, I mean, unless you're taking off your shoes and everything, depends on the shoes you're wearing.
I do. I take off my shoes every single time. And then I remember talking to her on the phone, and we were, she was asking me, oh, so what size do you wear in pants? I was like, like 36, 32. And then she said something about...
I said, that can't be right.
That can't be right, because if you're 6'2", you have to be a certain... You should be wearing, like, 34. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, no, 32's been my size for a long time. So, I go back, I check the numbers, and I was like, damn, this one says that I'm, like, 6'1 and some change. And this one says that I'm 6'2 exactly. And then this one says that I'm, like... barely 6'1". So which one is it?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Go on. Conclusion, I was right.
About what?
About you wearing the size that you're supposed to wear.
Okay. I'll give you that.
I know. What's that, 1 million for me, 4 for you?
Dog, really?
He's losing.
She thinks that.
I'm not getting to this conversation because...
You want no parts?
No. Because I have conversations with Greg, like, I remember the infamous accident conversation. We had a conversation about people getting pregnant by accident. Uh-huh. And we got into this whole, this debate must have lasted a fucking hour. Because we just went back and forth about it. Greg, at the end of the day, Greg was right about the conversation. But mm-hmm. all I kept saying is, the definition of a fucking accident is this. And he was just like, no, I get that. But... And then I told Maria. Maria's like, no, I agree with Greg. I was like, fuck you, you're wrong too. And it was just this whole thing. And
nothing. It's not by accident. You can be stupid. You can make a mistake. It's not accidental though. You know how you get pregnant. Like,
yes.
If you're not on birth control and you're being stupid, that's on you. Like, you're dumb. Like, I'm not saying, like, I've had my dumb moments. Like, so I can say that. Like, it's not smart. It's not, I hate when people just say it was an accident or it was a mistake. but like it's not, because you're consciously going into something knowing that you have the option.
You're just choosing to put it to the side.
Like, you're just trying to pretend like it can't happen. Mm-hmm. But it can.
Is it not every porno starts? You know. I never thought it would happen to me.
You're an idiot.
That's true. I will never deny it. You will never hear me say otherwise. I am well aware of who I am, and I am happy in my hypocrisy. Okay. So,
hey, the first step is acceptance.
The first step is acceptance. Uh-huh. Fuck you. So ASAP Rocky, like, it just didn't look like his sex tape just didn't look
snooze. Mm. Snooze worthy.
I know most celebrity sex tapes are kind of whack anyway. Mm.
They all look tired.
Black Chyna just... I refuse. Hers was bad.
I don't think she's attractive at all, though.
I think with the right team, she could look pretty.
With the right what?
With the right, like, makeup and glam team, she could look pretty. But sometimes, I think her personality, sometimes, she has a really nasty personality, and that sometimes comes out. And that also makes you very unattractive in a way. Well, for me, at least, so...
Like, I don't know. I don't really look at her and like, oh yeah, she legitimately looks like, oh my God. Like, right. she looks like a Barbie doll. Like, she looks like legitimately like made up. Like, it just looks like, I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, she's from that culture, that down south strip club culture, where the minority of strippers are totally natural.
Oh, is she a stripper?
She started out. She was stripping before she, you know, became known.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, she was stripping for a while. And I don't know how I'm pretty sure she's not totally natural, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if she's done anything with her face or anything.
Yeah, she's had those, like, dimple implants. Like,
well, aside from that, but I mean, like, has she ever had, like, okay, she's got that done?
I'm looking at her news now. She definitely got work done.
I don't think she's unattractive. I actually think she's kind of, based on like the stuff that she's done to her face, I do think she's a little on the funny looking side, but I still think she's attractive.
Well, didn't Joe Budden go on like his on his podcast and say that like he saw her at the strip club once and her ass was hard, and like she went on like on this whole big thing about how he shouldn't be talking shit about her, and they started like spewing dirt at each other. But if you see her in the community, if you see how she is in TV, and then you see her mom, I don't know if anyone's familiar with her mom. Ratchet. It makes sense. No, it makes a lot of sense.
Really?
Like, dysfunction. Yeah. So she's turned out better than her circumstance.
Eventually, even the ratchets mature.
Yeah, eventually, she's like, growth is getting there.
Some people know. They just ratchet for like.
See, like, I never followed any of that. So, like, those, like celebrities or, like, I never. A lot of people, like, all my friends are like, did you see the new? And I'm like,
no.
I do it now.
Because, like, I feel like they're all the same. They're all, like, mm-hmm. these cookie cutter models with the same bleach blonde hair, giant lips, fake ass. Like, they're all trying to be the same exact, like. Mm-hmm. Thing.
I think Joe Budden's been talking about that. He said it in a funny way. He goes, "I can't wait till women find a new shape."
Yeah,
I remember that. That was funny.
I was dying because, like, realistically, they kind of all look like they all have the same shape, and it's like, for the most part, I'm like, I don't even. Like, we've had this conversation about Instagram, like, models and stuff like that, and it's just like, sometimes I'm like, damn. Sometimes I'm like, you look like the last person I saw. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like.
And it seems like a lot of them are going towards, like, the Kim Kardashian bodies, too, which is really unfortunate because homegirl looks like she's wearing a diaper, but... and in the face.
As you get older and more mature, more seasoned as a man, because I can't speak for women, you start to appreciate the other qualities about women other than their exterior. Because you come to find out, like, okay, there's, like, this many women out here in the world, different shapes, different sizes, but you essentially are you gravitate towards the shape that you like, but oftentimes what comes with that shape doesn't necessarily, just because you gravitate to the shape doesn't mean that the personality that you click with is gonna come with it. That's sometimes there's no correlation at all.
I agree.
You know, so you appreciate, so you come to the understanding that, okay, maybe I had the, maybe I had looks a little too high up on the totem pole. Let me bring it down a bit. But I'm not changing my standards. I have to have a specific type of standards that are good for me. And I just had to come to the realization that all of them have vaginas, but they don't all have
personality. Right
personality.
Yeah.
Well, and also kids. You can't skip genetics. All this plastic surgery isn't going to do anything if your kids all come out looking like little gremlins. Like, you need to know exactly who it is that you're
with. You have no idea what that bitch looks like.
Exactly. Not, you need to ask for a baby picture.
She got a new face. Like,
what?
We all heard, I think everybody's, did we talk about this before? A long time ago on a previous podcast.
That there was a story about the guy that sued his wife. Yes. Because all his kids came out looking crazy.
Because she got all done up. Mm-hmm. Plastic surgery. And
she tried to sue.
They had
he kids. Tried to sue. He tried to sue.
They had kids, and the kids looked like what she looked like before the surgery, which she wasn't pleased with.
And what are you going to do? Take your kids to go see the surgeon, too? You can't. Like, they're still growing and developing, and, like, you can't. So, I don't know. Just do your homework.
So, maybe in the future, guys are going to have to ask after you had surgery. Imagine that.
I mean, at this point, it's so normalized that it's getting there.
Well, it's getting there. It's getting there. I don't think that's a Northeast thing. That we deal with like that,
no.
But maybe like New
down
York,
south.
No, I think New York,
maybe, but definitely down south.
Absolutely. I mean, but also the in the Hispanic population the too, though. I mean, my best friend got work done twice, and she looks great. She had two kids. She first did lipo after her first baby, and then her partner paid for it, and then he wanted another kid, and she said, "If you want another kid, you have to pay for me to, you know,
go back
get nip tucked and sucked." So that's what happened. She came back. She got a BBL, lipo 360, a tummy tuck, and she looks fucking great. So
yeah, but that's different. Like, she's not like altering her whole fucking face.
No,
like,
her body, face is like the same. Her boobs are the same. Like, it's just, you know, there are other areas that, of course, that change when you're a woman and you have kids. So she was like, if this is what you want to put my body through it, then you have to come out of pocket, and he did.
Well, yeah, but again, that agreement happened and they went into it. So I'm not against like plastic surgery and like admitting. I also think that a lot of it comes from insecurities, mental health issues, and like, you know, you have this. It happens like that sometimes, or trying to keep up with the Joneses and like feeling you need to look a certain way. I can't remember what show we watched, but it was on Netflix, and this woman went and got ass injections. Because she couldn't keep up with the rest of the strippers. I can't remember what show it was, but like, I guess
was it botched?
Huh?
Was it botched?
I never found out what happened, but like, she went and like did it in like some like motel room.
See, no.
And it was and I didn't know that was an actual thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, when someone's, and I'm not, this isn't necessarily I would assume it's more prominent with women than it is with men. But like, when you're so desperate for like money, attention, or whatever it is, that you're like, you'd risk like, you know, your health to get like ass injections in a seedy motel or in someone's basement. Like, that's, it's scary. Like, you know what I mean? The idea of that is like incredibly, it's worrisome that like that's become a norm now. Like, you know what I mean?
In a perfect world, anyone who's going to get any type of work done should do at least a brief psych screening as to the reasons why they're doing it, to kind of tease out body dysmorphia. Because sometimes what happens is that people get so caught up in looking a certain way that they just, it becomes addictive. They keep going back and going back and fixing things that really don't need to be fixed. And it goes from, oh, just a little lipo here to a breast lift. Okay, cool. Like, we get it. But now you're like talking about doing a facelift and you're 32, like, just to keep up with the Joneses, or because they don't really see themselves as the picture of perfection, in a reflection, as opposed to them keeping up with other people around them.
Yeah, like, you have people who are darker, they're like, oh, I need to get my, like, Sammy Sosa is a good example of that, and that's like sad.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, and we've all made the jokes, but it's like, it's actually kind of,
it's sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, his whole situation is sad. Like, the fact that he fucked himself up that much is crazy to me.
Yeah. Like, he hated his skin that much.
So much.
Like, you know what I mean? And, like, I'm proud of my skin. Like, I'm proud of my skin color. I'm proud to be black. But, like, I wouldn't... like, it's disheartening, and that, like, someone would hate their skin color so much that they would do so much to it. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, it also comes down to generational and cultural stuff, too. When you grow up in a culture and a society that tells you that lighter is better, and speaking from experience, because out of all my sisters, I'm the darkest one. When you grow up hearing all these messages that your hair should be straighter, that you should look a certain way, that you should be this type of shade so that you're more accepted and that doors open up better for you, you really start believing those messages. Therefore, everything that you do and the actions that you take in life are the ones that you're going to try to maneuver to open those doors that you heard weren't going to open for you.
We had this way back when. I had a conversation with Miss Lady about that. And it was actually one of the better podcasts that I ever did. And we talked about colorism. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know what I mean? And, like, she's a really dark-skinned woman. And my wife said something a million times, like, the hardest thing in the world to be is a dark-skinned black woman. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? They're not... First off, you're a woman. So that's like, unfortunate. And this may come off mean, but that's like strike one.
Yes.
It's a reality. You're a black woman. That's strike two. You're a dark-skinned black woman. That's strike three. So that's like, you have to work that much harder to be accepted, to be liked, and to be, and to move up in the world. Like, you know, just as that. And I've heard from, like, not even, I thought it was just like a thing here in this country. But one of my old co-workers was talking about, she's like really, really light. Like, she's Puerto Rican. No, she's Puerto Rican? No, she's Dominican. She's super light, like Spanish, like European, like light. Mm-hmm. And she was breaking down like the ancestry, like with when the Spanish came over and raped and did all stuff in there. But she was just like, if you're darker, you're just not looked at a certain way. And because this other guy, I think he's from Spain. No, he's from Colombia. And he was just saying, like, he was comparing colors to like coffee. And it was insulting in my head. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, does he realize what the fuck he's saying?
No.
But like, that's exactly it. He didn't realize what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And my friend, and that's when I said to Jackie, because she saw the look on my face. And that's when we had that conversation about like, in Spanish cultures, it's like the darker, the lighter you are, the more valued, quote unquote,
it's
you are.
It's every culture.
Yeah, and then you brought up that in like Cape Verde, how like, he's like.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, like if you're...
There's Cape Verdeans with blonde hair and blue eyes. Like, and that's like super sought after.
Yeah.
But the sad part is the reason why they have blonde hair and blue eyes is because...
Someone in their ancestry was raped.
Probably, most likely. Like, yeah, like some person, you know, coming in off the shore, stopping to dock, like whatever. It just... So it's so crazy that that's... But being white is considered like... revered everywhere. If you are white, you never have a problem. Like,
that can pass.
People don't care. They trust you. They, for whatever reason it is, if you're colored, like, you're automatically, like, I can't trust you. Like,
yeah, you look at it. And what's even worse.
Why?
And it's even worse is, like, because now it becomes ingrained in, like, us. Mm-hmm. And even though we may not be, we try our best not to be prejudiced. You look at something a certain way because you see, like, the TV shows, you hear it in radio, you hear it in podcasts, you hear it in music. Like, you start looking at people a certain way because, like, it's beat into your head. And even though you don't mean to be prejudiced, sometimes you have these prejudices. I don't know if that's a word. this prejudice because of, like, the way you're taught. Like, you know what I mean? Not taught, but the way, like, society makes these things. Like, you know what I mean? But thankfully, I think we're hitting a turning point with... the world with this the younger generation who now have this thing where it's just like everyone's like just accept who you are, accept what you are, accept everything. And I think it's actually kind of cool that we're getting past a lot of the social norms that were dangerous. Like, people forget Jim Crow was like a little over 50 years ago. Like, you know what I mean? Things like that. Like, we forget that it wasn't that long ago where I couldn't, like, me and my wife couldn't, would never. My wife would have been created because she's the product of a Cape Verdean man and a white woman.
I was just going to say that you definitely need to see that Watchmen episode with the Hooded Justice.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That whole show was, I mean, did you watch the show?
I only watched the first episode. I have to watch the rest of them.
They touched
the visual, on the whole, like, the white face, the black face. Like, did you get that? Did you see that?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
So, the thing is, and I know this
it's
is
great.
Like, we totally just went left with the conversation, but
it's still kind of on the same topic.
But though, the comic, it's based on a graphic novel, and it's mostly white people. The only I think the only black person originally in the graphic novel is the newsstand guy, right? Or was he white?
I think he was white too. It's been a while since I've read the graphic novel, but like I don't really remember there being any like the only person of color might have been the Dr. Manhattan, and he was blue.
And even in the movie, there was barely any black people in it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this series, there's so much like.
The whole thing's color.
It's color.
It's completely. It's like watching a show, and then all of a sudden you realize, like, wait, every single cast person, like the minority is white people in the show.
Kinda, yeah.
and it's based around
like slavery.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up
like with
the Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it's based around those events. And it's not like a. It's more like what they call it,
a dramatization or
something like that, where they basically take historical facts, reenact it, but they switch things around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like you know, like the timeline theory, like, you know, if like you like, let's say this person took a left instead of took a left instead of taking a right. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. Like, so what would have happened if this would have happened, and it sets the chain reaction of everything that happened in the to the future and in the present. You know what I mean? Which oh man, that episode with when you first see Dr. Manhattan, like that whole like bouncing back and forth and all that, like everything about that show was like incredible. Like I watched it when you told me to watch it, and you came over and I watched it. I was like, you know me. Normally I'm like, all right, I'll check it out later. Mm-hmm. I couldn't turn it off. And then I was like, all right, let me stop now, and I'll watch it with wife. And I was like, you didn't like the movie originally. And I was like, but I think you'll really like the show. And she watched the show, and we just couldn't stop. It was just that damn good.
The visuals, like, it was just really, really good. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
And I'm glad I watched it again with her, because you pointed out a bunch of things that I didn't know.
That you didn't notice, yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny, we made jokes about the egg throughout the whole thing, and then...
It was something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what is the deal with this? There has to be something with this. Like, they keep on.
No, she hasn't.
I don't know.
It's okay. I'm going to go back and watch it. I saw the movie. I wasn't a fan of the movie. It was just really long and drawn out for me. But I saw the first episode.
I didn't like it until I watched it a few years ago. I saw it the first time. I saw it at theaters. I was like, meh. Then I saw it again later. I was like, meh. But then I watched it a few years ago, and I think because of everything that was going on in the world, I appreciated what was going on more.
Okay.
So I think because of like Fuckboy 45 being elected and all the other stuff, and I like seeing like a lot of the similarities and like people like fighting and all this other stuff, I was like, oh, I appreciate it a little bit more now. And I like the movie. And I watched the 3.5 hour one, the like the extended cut.
Mm-hmm.
And I was...
Oh, you had time.
Yeah. I was, and I sat here and I watched it, and I was like, yo, this was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I enjoyed it. But the subject at hand, like, it's basically like just like the whole idea of colorism and everything like that. It's a shame. It's sad. But that's honestly a world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. Before we go, I thought I would share this story. this is the greatest thing ever. Missouri church leader tried to pay for sex on Grindr with Arby's gift card.
There are so many jokes that can be had with that.
Wait, somebody paid somebody with an Arby's gift card?
They tried to pay with the Arby's card.
He wanted his roast beef.
So
that's
so
fancy.
I had to.
So... The New York Post has the best opening line ever. He tried to lure beefcakes with the meats.
I can't.
That might be their new slogan. You never know.
Arby's, we have the meat. Missouri church leader allegedly tried to pay for sex on a gay hookup app Grindr with the Arby's card, according to report. Using the handle DILF, Barry Cole Pointer, 57, allegedly tried to bed a hot college-age guy by offering them to pay for gas, clothes, and roasty sandwiches.
Oh, so he was signing up to be a sugar daddy.
The Church of Christ elder, who is also a professor at nearby Truman State University, was busted after a student reported him and a cop went undercover on an app, according to the paper. That is fucking funny. Like, dog.
$10 that his meat is raw.
All right, man. This has been the Old Man Way Show. What the absolute fuck, man. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, The Old Man Wade Show. We go in there, we talk a bunch of shit. It's 90% of it is like us just having fun. So a place you can go where like it's not going to be a bunch of like depressing news stories. I make a bunch of memes. Super Woke makes a bunch of memes. We kind of have a good time on that. Like it's really real interactive, and like people they're not assholes on there, so it's actually a really good place to go. Don't forget to visit blackrabbit.com, BLAQUERABBIT. That's my best friend. I actually have a podcast on there, CCBN, Comic Book Culture, the Culture Comic Book News Podcast. I do that with Super Bowl Coffee. Sometimes I do that with my lovely life, the Valkyrie. Also find me on Twitter and Instagram, Old Man Wade Com. That's OldManWade. Com. Did I spell it right? COM. Old Man Wade. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna mix it up. Because sometimes I do that and I'll put like OldWad. I'm like, wait, no, that's wrong. It's not Old Wade. Well, not Old Wade, ma'am. Greg, you got anything to promote?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Sarai, you got anything?
No, I do not, but thank you for having me.
No problem. You're more than welcome to come back and do this again. Doc, you have anything to promote?
No. I live with you.
She's Christmas shopping, okay? Listen. Trying to get these gifts.
I'm last minute. I can't.
Oh, can you look something? You're on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Can you look something up for me? I gotta spell it out. So I'm only recording this again just because I happen to see. We're sitting there talking about Steph Curry's dick again, and the funny thing about it is, Aisha Curry jokes about Steph's eggplant after alleged nudes. This is why I love them, because realistically, the nudes are released and she doesn't even give a fuck.
Well, because she's getting it at home. Why would she? She gets baby dick all the time. Yeah. She's okay with it.
She likes that baby dick.
Yeah. That baby dick hits her spots. Yeah. So she's very happy. That's what love does for you. Love makes you forget certain stuff.
For today's meal, I figured out that I had all the ingredients on hand to make what I needed to make. So I figured I'd go ahead and make an eggplant parmesan.
I actually have eggplant parm in my fridge. Don't ask me why. So see, now I'm going to make that correlation.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
Damn it, Wade!